Good morning. Before we start today's edition of Issues and Ideas, there are a couple of things I need to say separate from today's show. Reason for that is a couple of weeks ago, for the obvious reasons, I started planning and scheduling to make today's episode completely dedicated to Christmas. This past week, as we all saw, Donald Trump found a way to ratchet up his game, where all he's trying to do is game you, and find even a deeper bottom than he already existed in. The gaming came via his 18-minute yelling at the nation this past week, which was filled with falsehoods, exaggerations, and that followed his absolutely toxic comments about the violent murders of Rob and Michelle Reiner. These and other actions by Donald Trump, which have become increasingly hostile, unhinged, and in a growing number of instances, at least believed to be unconstitutional, would of course normally be part of the focus of Issues and Ideas. But not today. I absolutely refuse to permit Donald Trump to distract from Christmas. When we understand whose birth we will be honoring and celebrating, that will see us through these times. Additionally, I've canceled the Trump Said It segment, which we featured here for the past few months. The intent of that segment was to use Donald Trump's own words to mock him, find reason to laugh at him. There's no longer any humor in anything Donald Trump says or does. There's only anger and ego coming from him, which threatens innocent people as well as the foundation of America. Now, this isn't to say that I'm ignoring any or all of what's been perpetrated recently by Donald Trump. It's been addressed on the Issues and Ideas Facebook page. If you follow the show on Facebook, you know this and hopefully contributed to those numerous conversations. If you don't follow Issues and Ideas on Facebook, I invite you to click the Facebook icon on our website homepage and join the conversations. Thank you, and let us begin.